is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Hey, 15 WHL players are headed to Kitchener for the Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game next month. We'll hear from a handful of the top-rated prospects here coming up in moments. A familiar player has been named the WHL Player of the Week, and a special night in Kamloops as Kyrell Sopotek comes back to be honored in a special pregame ceremony just over a year after a snowboarding accident in the offseason left him partially paralyzed. More on that. First up, 15 Western Hockey League players have been invited to take part in the 2022 Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. It goes March 23rd in Kitchener, Ontario. Of the players, three from Seattle, Kevin Korchinski, Jordan Gustafson, and Reed Schaefer. Three from the Swift Current Broncos, Josh Filmon, Owen Pickering, and Reed Dick. Three Kamloops Blazers, Mats Lindgren, Fraser Minton, and Matthew Semenoff. Two Moose Jaw Warriors, Denton Matejchuk, and Jagger Furkus. And two from the Winnipeg Ice, Matthew Savoy and Connor Geeky. As well, two goaltenders, Spokane Chiefs and the Prince George Cougars, will be represented by Mason Beaupit and Tyler Brennan. In Winnipeg, Matthew Savoy is ranked third in North America by NHL Central Scouting.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely an exciting thing, you know, to be named to that game. It's definitely a special time and a time that, you know, prospects can kind of showcase their skills and showcase what they have to offer to the NHL team. So definitely looking forward to it.
Savoy is expecting it to be anything but a showcase in Kitchener.
It's definitely going to be a really competitive game. Everyone's kind of out there trying to show their stuff, showing what they have to offer. And yeah, definitely looking forward to it. It's not too often that, you know, you get to go with your peers and kind of compete in a big game like that. You know, all the draft eligibles. So definitely looking forward to it.
He'll be joined by teammate Connor Geeky.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool feeling, you know, watching it when I was growing up and stuff like that. You see how big it is and how fun it is and all the group of guys that are growing, so I'm pretty excited.
Geeky is ranked fourth in North America by NHL Central Scouting. He wants to go to the game and go on and win it as well.
So that's kind of my biggest thing, right? You know, obviously, I'm pretty competitive, as everyone knows, and, you know, I like to get into the game, so I think, you know, having that excitement, that adrenaline, it'll be super fun and super cool to be a part of.
The Seattle Thunderbirds are sending three players, including Reed Schaefer. He's ranked 85th in the midterm rankings. He is a bit of a diamond in the rough. He spoke with voice of the Thunderbirds, Tom Boyne.
Well, Reed Schaefer, congratulations on being selected to participate in the Top Prospects game coming up in late March in Kitchener, Ontario. How did you find out that you were going to be headed that way?
Yeah, thank you. I found out from head coach Matt Odette. He called me into his office and kind of just told me that me and two other teammates are going, so it's definitely a cool experience, and I'm very excited to be a part of it.
You know, about this time last year, you were about to embark on a 23-game, what turned out for you to be an 18-game goalless season. Obviously, things have turned around for you this year, but could you imagine after that season last year, that pandemic-shortened season, when you didn't score a goal, to be at a point here where you now have second-most goals on the team and headed to play in this prospects game?
Yeah, no, I couldn't have seen myself in that situation coming off of last year's season. Definitely wasn't the best season for me, but I used it as motivation this offseason to come in this season and just be a lot better. So, yeah, I couldn't see myself in this situation.
Those two teammates you mentioned who are going with you, both were picked in the first round of the 2019 Western Hockey League Prospects Draft. You were selected in the eighth round in the 2018 draft. So what does it say about your determination to get to this point, having been such a late pick in the draft?
Yeah, I think I've just been slept on my whole kind of career. I'm just a really hard worker that likes to work behind the scenes, and I don't really get enough credit for that. But, yeah, I just like to keep working, and I'm never really satisfied, so I just use that as motivation.
I imagine you're pretty excited to go and participate and play with your peer group and those guys who are going to be drafted along with you, hopefully, in the NHL draft this summer and get to meet some of those guys.
Yeah, it's definitely really exciting. I'm honored to go to the CHL Top Prospects game, so it'll be even better when I get to go with my teammates Kevin Korchinski and Jordan Gustafson.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Swift Current Broncos rising star Owen Pickering was ranked 21st in the midterm rankings. He spoke with voice of the Broncos Craig Beauchemin about being selected for the game.
So, first things first, how did you find out about the news, and what was your initial reaction? Found out on a Zoom call with our general manager, Chad Leslie, right before it was kind of announced. Got on with Philly and Dicker and our families, and Chad kind of broke the news. Obviously, it was pretty cool. Just kind of happy for the guys and happy for the families. It's a pretty cool thing, and looking forward to it.
And being able to go there with two of your teammates, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the whole team because there's so many NHL draft-eligible guys on the team this year, but to go to this event with a couple of teammates, it's kind of just the cherry on top, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, it's I love those guys, and looking forward to heading out there with them. Definitely bring some familiarity, too. Kind of get to fly out together and kind of go through it together, which will be fun. Couple other guys on the team that you kind of could have went maybe to and feel for those guys, but super happy for Philly and Dicker and looking forward to sharing the experience with them.
Like I said, there's been a lot of attention and eyes on this team all season long, and maybe you specifically. So what does it mean to you to get the invite to an event like this where it's just, you know, the top 40 guys from the CHL going to one spot and you're included in that group?
It's an honor. Can't say if you told me 2 years ago that I was going to be in the top prospects game that I probably would have told you you were crazy, but now it's a reality and it's a pretty big deal, and obviously it doesn't really mean much in the long run, but to know that you're getting some recognition from some people whose opinions matter is obviously rewarding, and again, just looking forward to it and going to try to soak it all in.
And what are you hoping to get out of the experience? Obviously, you go there. I think there's a bit of a combine aspect to it before the game, of course. So what are you hoping to take out of this couple-of-day experience?
Like I said, just kind of soak it all in. It's going to be really good hockey. A lot of great players going there. But I'm confident in my abilities, and I'm confident that I can play with them and I can do well. So I'm going to try to soak it all in and showcase what I can do.
You are a bit of a self-proclaimed hockey nerd, so I know that you're sort of keeping tabs on what's going on out in the OHL and the QMJHL as well. So I'm sure you know a lot of the names who are going to this event as well. So for you, kind of just a cool moment to sort of see these guys up and close in personal that you've looked at a lot and researched a lot over the course of the season as well.
Yeah, for sure. You kind of do a lot of that kind of online stuff, watching games and stuff. So to know that I'm going to be playing with those guys, obviously great players. I'm looking forward to being able to play and compete against them, so that's going to be cool, and obviously we're all kind of working towards the same goal, so it'd be nice to kind of go there and play with and be against guys with the same mindset as me.
Congratulations on the invite to the Top Prospects game, and best of luck there as well.
Thank you very much, Craig.
And finally, in Moose Jaw, the Warriors sending two players, Denton Mateychuk and Jagr Furkus. James Gallo has more with Denton Mateychuk, ranked 9th in the NHL Central Scouting midterm rankings.
First off, congratulations. I guess, how excited are you for this opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for that. And, yeah, definitely excited to, you know, be a part of that game and, you know, see all the other top players and playing that game with them. That'll be a pretty cool experience for sure.
Is this something that you followed? You know, the top prospects was out, it was in, it was out, it's back in now. Is this something you followed closely, or is this just, you know, icing on the cake for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, a little bit. I've seen that they're delaying it, and then they set a date a couple of, I think that was like last week, that it was going to be in March, and then I, you know, was hoping that they were going to be able to have it, and, you know, excited that that they're able to have it. I didn't follow it super closely, but I knew when it was and stuff like that. So
talking with Denton Mateychuk again, heading off to the CHL NHL Top Prospects game. You're going with Jagr Furkus. Is it nice to share this with your teammate?
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's a great guy, great player, and, you know, so to be able to share that opportunity with him, it'll be something really cool for both of us.
Do you know many of the other players from the Western Hockey League attending? There's 15 in total.
Yeah, I know a couple. Owen Pickering, he's my cousin from Manitoba, and then there's also a couple other guys that have played with a little bit, and yeah, so it'll be cool to see them there too.
You go to an event like this, then it's one game. How much stock do you put into this game, or is it just about, hey, a great experience to keep adding onto the pile?
Yeah, it's a great experience, but, you know, I also wanted to be competitive. I want to be at my best for that game, and I'm going to do everything I can to prepare for that, and, you know, something that, you know, I want to be my best for.
It is one game. How do you be your best for that one game?
I think it's just, you know, preparing the whole time on the way there, and, you know, being ready beforehand, and I think that's, you know, prepare pretty well with the Warriors here, so I think that just translate that over to that, and I think it'll go pretty well.
A lot about this game is to give NHL teams a good opportunity to see some of the top players in Canada. Yeah, there's NHL scouts watching you all the time, so again, is this, it's not a different feeling for you at all to be, you know, have the spotlight just a little bit more on you?
Yeah, I guess it's a bit different when it's all the top prospects in one game, and you know, they're here for most of the games during the year. So I think it's the same, but a little bit different. So I'm just going to try and, you know, just be myself and do what I do all the time.
Lastly, Den, you know, as you go to this experience, what do you want to take away from it?
I think it's going to be a really good experience, and just, you know, take away everything I can from it. You know, it's going to be a good game. You know, there's a lot of skilled players there, and you know, I just want to play my game. I don't want to change any of that. And I think, you know, I think you can see some of the other top talent in Canada pretty much. So I think that's pretty cool. And yeah, definitely just excited to be a part of the experience.
Congratulations again, Den. Well deserved.
Yeah, thank you, James.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Western Hockey League has announced the 2022 WHL playoffs will begin Friday, April 22nd, allowing for an update to the regular season schedule, including the rescheduling of previously postponed games. The 2021-22 regular season is now scheduled to conclude on Sunday, April 17th. Should a tiebreaker game be needed, that'll be scheduled for Tuesday, April 19th. The up-to-date 2021-22 regular season schedule can now be found online at WHL.ca. Following the 2022 WHL Championship Series, the 2022 Memorial Cup, presented by Kia, will be contested from Monday, June 20th through Wednesday, June 29th in St. John, New Brunswick. The province of BC and the five WHL member clubs in the province are now back to 100% fan capacity. Dr. Bonnie Henry, the province's health officer, made the announcement this week regarding a relaxation of restrictions.
Indoor seated events will go back to full capacity. We had put in that 50% capacity at movie theaters and arts events and sports events. That will go back to full capacity as we were before we hit this Omicron wave.
Now, the vaccine passport for entry remains in place, and masks must be worn indoors.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
For a second straight week, Connor Bedard has captured the WHL Player of the Week award. The 16-year-old recorded a league-best 9 points, 5 goals, and 4 assists in 3 games, factoring in on all but one of Regina's goals during that span. Bedard's eligible for the 2023 NHL Draft. He's recorded points in all but one of his 16 games with the Pats since November 28th. And during that span, he's recorded 39 points, 19 goals, and 20 assists to go along with 13 multi-point games. He was a guest on last week's show. Congratulations to Connor Bedard. Hey, Kyrel Sopatic will be the man of the night Friday when the Blazers host the Everett Silver Tips. The team will be wearing number 12 Sopatic jerseys for warm-up. He'll take part in a special on-ice ceremony here and drop the puck. Kyrel joins us on the phone from back home in Saskatchewan. Kai, first of all, just want to ask you how you're doing. It's been a while since we've last spoke. Last time we chatted, I was overwhelmed with just how positive you've been. So let's update it. Kyrel, how you doing?
Yeah, it's been the same thing. I mean, trying to stay busy, goddamn, playing a couple sports. So with those, keeps me busy. I mean, back to normal, I would say, in everyday life. I mean, I got my daily routine, and yeah, just trying to stay busy overall.
This event, this night, has been a long time coming. Now that it's finally approaching, Kyrel, what are your thoughts on a Kyrel Sopatic night at the Sandman Center?
Oh, I'm super excited to be back. I mean, it was always something I wanted to do right when I got hurt, was make sure I got back to Kamloops one last time. So, I mean, I'm super excited, I think, just seeing the guys, seeing the staff, being around them again. It'll just feel like it was the old, good old times. I mean, seeing the fans, knowing they've been supporting me through this whole journey, it'll just be great to be able to catch up and see everyone.
Have you allowed yourself to sort of think of what that moment will be like when you're at center ice again? Have you, you know, thought about the reaction and how you might feel about that?
A little bit. It's almost a little bit nerve-wracking. I mean, it's going to be a kind of almost a sad moment, but it'll be super, super good, I think. I mean, it'll be mixed emotions for sure.
You know, leading up here this week, the Blazers have posted some things on social media. You know, you look back, you know, that Hub season, you know, the guys had your jersey front and center when they posed for, you know, that trophy presentation when they won the Hub season. To see the guys, you know, still keeping you front and center this past season and now this year, what does that mean to you?
It's been huge. It almost makes me feel like I've been a part of it. I mean, even just keep in touch with the guys, talk to them on a daily basis, following them this year even. It's been huge. I mean, I wish I could be there with them, and this is the best it's going to be. So just seeing everyone again will just make it feel like a couple years ago when I was back there playing with them still.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. When you come back to Kamloops here, is it going to be, you know, good memories, or is it going to be sort of a feeling of what might have been, Kai? Like, what do you think where your mind will be at on Friday night?
It'll be a little bit of both, I think. I mean, I'm looking forward to coming back, just being around that rink again, being around everyone. But yeah, it also goes the other way. I mean, it's not easy. I just mentioned this to people before. I mean, even just like watching minor hockey in my local community, it's tough. Just, you know, you want to be out there, and that's the thing. You never know what could happen. So it'll be a little bit tough, but it'll be good, and it'll be a great experience to be back.
Well, we look forward to it. It's been a long time coming, and it's gonna be emotional for everybody, I think, yourself included, on Friday night before the game. And I can't wait to see you, Kai. It's gonna be awesome to have you back in Kamloops, back in the rink, and back around the guys. And thanks for joining us here today. Okay.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Craig Beauchemin in Swift Current, James Gallo in Moose Jaw, and Tom Boyning in Seattle for all their help this week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.